What started out as one lesson has turned into six, and I'm hoping that I'm communicating something that is helpful in talking about these lessons. You see, communication is one of the most essential things we have in life, and it's part of what being a Christian involves. And so tonight we'd like to look at one more lesson on Christian communication, and what we'd like to talk about as we look at this is being a good listener. Communication is a two-way method of communication. What we're looking at is having that two-way communication, being able to both send a message and receive a message. My grandmother thinks that you're going to get tired of hearing about her, but I'm going to tell you a little more about her today. She recently celebrated her 97th birthday. But it was a few years ago that if we were talking to her, if we had been in her house, she would say, I wish you guys would not be whispering in there. And I was probably talking about as loud as I am now. And so I wasn't whispering, but when you think about that, she was having some trouble with that. And so with some convincing, she decided to get her hearing checked. You know, for some reason, we don't want to admit that we're losing our hearing sometimes, but she was convinced to get her hearing checked and found out that she did have some hearing loss and that she would benefit from some hearing aids. Well, she was so excited after she got them. I was talking with her on the phone, and she says, "You can't believe the things I can hear now." You see, what she found was that she could talk to people, and boy, can she talk. I suppose I come by it honestly. But she could talk, but it was one-way communication. She would not understand what the person would say back to her. In church services, she was left out. She didn't hear part of what went on, or a good portion of what went on, because her hearing had diminished some. And she says, "It's so great that I can talk to people and we can communicate. It's so great that when I go to a worship assembly, I can hear and I know what's going on." And I'm not sure she didn't try to turn them up once in a while to listen in on other things going on, but I'm not sure how well that actually works. So, you know, our ears work pretty good. Maybe you have some hearing loss, but generally, our ears work pretty good. But sometimes it's not that our ears aren't functioning. It's that we're not listening. We're not good listeners. Jesus talked to some people there in Mark chapter 8. They're concerned, what about bread? He says, "Where were you when I've been working these miracles? Where were you when I fed the 5,000? What's wrong with you? Can you not see and hear? Are your senses in some way diminished?" And that answer was no. But they didn't understand. And so let's talk about being a good listener. Of course, if you can't hear, you ought to get that checked out, because that's an important part of communication. But I would say most of us probably can hear. We can hear pretty well. But sometimes we're not listening. Before I get right into the lesson, let me share one more anecdote. I'm not going to use names. I don't think you know the people because they're from another city far, far away. But I was a young preacher, and Cheryl and I were in a certain location, and one of the other preachers in the area and his wife had us over. And something happened that went off just a little bit, and the woman of the house said, "Oh, I'm sorry, I just wasn't listening." And the husband said, "That's your problem. You don't listen." Yeah, they were also a young couple, not been married very long. And I've often wondered what happened after we weren't there. I don't suggest that you go home and tell your wife or even your husband, "You know what your problem is? You just don't listen." But sometimes I wonder if maybe we could ask ourselves that question. Is my problem that sometimes I'm just not listening? Well, let's talk about how to be better listeners. And I'd like to begin with a question. And that question, are you a good listener when others are trying to communicate with you? Are you receiving the message? Is it coming through loud and clear? Are you understanding? Are you getting and grasping and able to communicate? Could it be that you're a one-way communicator? You're always sending the message out, but you're not receiving much. Are you a good listener when others try to communicate with you? Well, let's talk about how to be a better listener. I can use this lesson. I hope that you benefit from it as well. We talked about, when we're talking about how to speak to others, that we speak to them with love. But you know, we need to hear with love. That means that we value the person who's speaking to us. We're thinking a good thing about them. We're thinking that they are valuable in the sight of God, that we care about them, and that we want to receive what they are speaking, what they are saying to us. You know, the title of the lesson, can you hear me now? That came from a cell phone company that, you know how cell phones sometimes break in and out and you don't hear every word, and that can be a little confusing. Sometimes maybe we are selective and we let words come and go. We need to hear and value and love that person who's speaking to us, that we want to know what they have to say. When you look at this, I thought about Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where the scripture there says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interests of others." I thought about this verse. I thought about this teaching. And are you always, when someone's speaking to you, thinking what you can say next? Sometimes we think about that in an argument. Are you thinking about how you're going to answer before you really hear them? But maybe it is that they're telling something to you that they want you to hear, and all you can think about is, guess what I'm going to tell them next? We need to value them. We need to look out not only for our own, but also for others. Not only what we're interested in, but what other people are interested in. Not being arrogant, thinking, well, what I have to say is important, and they ought to just listen to what I have to say. But instead with love. Another passage that addresses this similarly is 1 Corinthians 13. In your speaking and in your listening especially, could you apply these principles? When you listen, could you... I'm gonna substitute a word here. I'm going to substitute listen or listening for the word love. When you listen, do you suffer long? Are you kind? When you listen, do you refrain from envying and not just parading yourself? When you listen, are you not puffed up or rude to others in the way in which you speak? When you listen, are you not seeking your own and not easily provoked? Are you not thinking evil? Do you not rejoice in iniquity when you're listening, but you rejoice in hearing the truth? In your listening, do you bear all things? Do your best to believe all things, hope all things, endure all things? Do you listen with that kind of an attitude within you? Others need to be careful how they speak, and not to speak in a harsh and cruel and rude way. But as we listen, we need to listen not in harsh and cruel and rude ways as well. Would you consider also that you can listen with patience? Do you grow impatient with someone who's trying to communicate with you, and maybe they're not real good at it, and you just think, when are they going to... I'll say be quiet. You may think of a different phrase there. We need to be patient. This is a passage you've looked at in just about every one of these lessons. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Swift to hear. We are ready to stop ourselves from speaking You know, that's a choice we make. We can stop ourselves from speaking, and we can listen to what someone else has to say. Paul wrote to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 1 through 3. Does this describe our listening? I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Do we listen in lowliness and gentleness, in love? Do we listen to try to hear and to know what someone else is sharing with us? Would you consider another? Do we listen so that we can be helpful? Sometimes someone will try to communicate their needs to us, and we'll say, well, good luck, best wishes, hope that works out. Do we really listen to say, what's the problem? How can I help? What's wrong? How can I assist? How can I benefit you because of what you are telling me? Let's look at two or three scriptures here. In 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 11, the scripture says, therefore, comfort one another and edify one another just as you're also doing. I need to know how to build someone up. I need to know where their faith or where their life is breaking down and how I can build or edify, how I can make them stronger. I need to know what heartache is in their life. I need to listen to know that so that I can comfort someone else. The scripture says in 1 John 3 and verse 17, but whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? We look at this passage, I need to be doing good. How are you going to know if your brother's in need or not? It may be that you can observe that you can share that, but it may be that you just have to listen and see what is it that is in their life that's a real struggle. As you think about these points, remember we talked about not just strangers in the world and not just in the church, but family, that we need to listen to one another and be helpful toward the needs of our children and our spouses and our parents. James writes these words in James 5 and verse 16. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. We like that. Oh, prayer's a great thing. Prayer's effective. It's powerful. Prayer's a great thing. He begins with, tell others. Listen when someone comes to you and they need to tell you some wrong in their life that they're struggling with and how you can help them. We need to try to hear and listen with understanding. Not just saying, why would they tell me that? Or how would they allow that to happen in their life? But instead, trying to know and understand what they're going through. Matthew 15, as Jesus is teaching, he calls the multitude, he says to himself, hear and understand. We need to be willing to hear others and to do our best to understand them. And of course, in 1 Peter 3, this comes back to the family. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Dwell with understanding. You know what dwelling with understanding involves? Listening with understanding. As you look at these things, can you hear me now? You ever want to say that to people because they're not good listeners? But do you ever think folks might want to say that to you because you're not a very good listener, possibly? Well, how can you improve that? You can listen with love. You can listen with patience for them. You can listen in a way that I want to help them, in a way in which I want to understand. I want to ask another question. We started off with a question. I want to ask a different question. Are you a good listener to God's Word? The Bible talks about listening to God's Word. Are you a good listener? Now, from my perspective, you all are great listeners because you all look attentive. Many of you are taking notes. You appear on track, and your eyes are bright and light, and that's really encouraging for the speaker. But when you read God's Word, are you really good at listening to it? When the teaching, whoever's in this place or wherever you are, is coming forth, are you a good listener to God's Word? Let's consider just about three things. Do you listen with dull ears? We talked about having a hearing aid. But the idea here is not that there's a physical diminishment of the hearing. That can be many times corrected medically. But sometimes we shut our ears and don't want to hear what God's Word has to say. We read about that in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 9 through 11. It speaks of Jesus there. He's a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And the Scripture says here, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain. Well, what's so hard about Jesus to explain? He says the reason it's hard is you have become dull of hearing. The message isn't getting through. The preaching isn't getting through to people who don't want to hear. They have closed their ears. It would be like when I told you about my grandmother at the beginning of the lesson, if she just turned the hearing aid off and said, I don't want to hear that preacher anymore. I don't want to hear that message because I don't like it. I'd hope she wouldn't do that. But you know, we can mentally do that. We can just shut the ears off. Say, no. Not today. Not going to listen to that message. In Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 10, the Scripture says, make the heart of this people dull and their ears heavy and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and return and be healed. If we shut our eyes and ears off, we'll never understand with our heart and we'll never be healed from our iniquity, from sin. Do you listen with dull ears? How about this, and you might be thinking of this already. Do you listen with itching ears? I can tell sometimes when a certain kind of message is preached, and it really rings and resonates with someone, because that's just the kind of thing they want to hear. Some like to hear the fire and brimstone, and some like to hear the love of Christ. And do you listen just to have your ears scratched, though? Do you listen just because, here's what I enjoy or what I like to hear? Or do you listen attentively because it's the truth? You know, Paul talked to a preacher in 2 Timothy chapter 4. He's told him to preach the Word. And telling him to be all faithful in preaching the Word, he says in verses 3 and 4, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires. Because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Are you a good listener to God's Word, or do you just like to have that itch scratched? Do you like to hear about other people's sins, but not some struggle you might have? Do you want to hear about sins out in the world rather than responsibilities among saints? Do you have itching ears? Well, let's close with something a little more positive, I suppose. Are you an honest and good listener? When you think about that, I thought about in Luke chapter 8 and verse 15, the parable of the sower. And it talks about the seed there that fell on good ground, that they are the ones who, having heard the word with a noble or an honest and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. They heard the word of God with an honest and good heart. I want to hear what I need to do. Teach me from the word of God so that I can know what I need to do. That's what I want to hear. That's what I'll listen to. Well, as you think about the things tonight, can you hear me now? Are you a good listener? Do you listen to others with love and patience, trying to help them and really understand what they're trying to communicate to you. And when you are taught or you read the Word of God for yourself, are your ears dull or are they itching? Or do you have the honest and good ears that reflect an honest and good heart that wants to hear, believe, and obey the truth? Tonight, the truth is that if you never obeyed the gospel, you need to do that. You need to repent and be baptized so that your sins can be washed away. Are you hearing that? Are you listening? If I failed to communicate that very effectively tonight or in times past, let's sit down and talk, and we'll spend as much time as we need to tonight to effectively communicate the message of God's love and the path of salvation. Whether it be a child of God who needs to come home, if you've wandered away from the Father's house, He wants to receive you back. And if you'll return to Him and confess that before His throne, repenting of that and asking for His forgiveness, He'll forgive you. But hear this, that if you abandon the love of Almighty God, the Scriptures teach us that you'll be lost. Do you hear that? Can you hear me now? Can you hear the Scriptures now? The truth of God's Word. If we can help you to obey that, we'll do that right now as we'll stand and sing the invitation.